We ought to praise the Lord because the Lord has done a marvelous thing. The Lord has offered us new life. The Lord is offering us a completely transformed humanity. What I want to talk with you about today, as we look at this gospel that we heard proclaimed, I want you to follow with me these women who go to the tomb. Because they go through stages, I'm going to say four stages in their faith development. It's all very compressed into an early morning setting. But for us, this same pattern of our faith and growing in our faith is a lifelong process. And it's a process in two senses. We go through it in all our life, but we also go through it in cycles that keep coming back around. I want you, therefore, to follow with me these women who go to the tomb. Now, in today's account, Matthew says that two women, he only mentions two going out, but the other accounts tell us there were actually four. Although Matthew doesn't name them, there were actually four women who went out to the tomb that morning. There was Mary Magdalene, there was Mary Clopas, and there was Salome, and there was also, she was the mother of James and John, and then there was Mary Salome. So we have three Marys and a Salome all going out to the Lord's tomb. And church, I want you to first of all notice the first stage in their faith development. The first stage. And I'm titling it Disturbance at Dawn. Now the text says that they went out at dawn, but the Greek text makes it clear the sun had not yet made an appearance. So it is what we would say just before dawn. Now church, you've heard the old expression that it is always darkest before the dawn. Church, it is a darkness that has enveloped them. They are going to look for a dead body, the dead corpse of Jesus Christ. And they're enveloped in darkness, and they're confused, and they're struggling. And this is where they are. And then suddenly, if things weren't bad enough, there is a violent earthquake. The earth shakes. Look at this pew. Hey, this is... The earth shakes. Now, church, I want to say that this stage that they are in, where they're plagued by darkness, going to look for a dead body, where the earth shakes under their feet, I have it on the best of authority that Mary Magdalene broke into a Motown song. She said, I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. For at that very moment also, an angel descended from heaven. And so terrifying was it. Now pay attention, men. We got a little comeuppance here. The male soldiers were so terrified they passed out. The women did not. I don't know what to make of that. Just take it for what it is. But listen, there is a disturbance at dawn. They're in darkness. They're frightened women. Their Lord has been killed. They're going to finish the burial rites for a corpse they thought was their Messiah. And then when everything couldn't be worse, it just got worse. There was an earthquake under their feet. Now, I know it's Easter Sunday morning, but not all of us are on the church's calendar, are we? There may be some folks in this church that can relate to what these women are experiencing at this stage. I was talking to someone recently who's really scared that they might lose their job on Tuesday when there's a reduction in force at the local hospital center. I know some who've already lost jobs. I know some who are struggling with health. I know some in this church have recently lost a loved one and are struggling with grief. I know that some of us are anxious about finances or health for ourselves or for someone else. I know that not all of us feel like it's Easter Sunday morning. I know that some of us are at this stage of a disturbance just before dawn. But pay attention, church. It is just before dawn. And this earthquake, which moves under their feet. Anyone just experienced earthquakes in your life? I'm not saying you've been to California. I'm just saying, have you ever just felt the earth moving under your feet? Have you felt the sky tumbling down? Have you felt the anxiety, the grief, and the pain that this life sometimes dishes out to us? Are you praying with me, church? But how to understand this stage in faith? Pay attention. The Lord sends an earthquake. But why? Church, sometimes God just has to shake things up to open a few doors for us. And the shaking of the earth causes the stone tomb to open. The tomb is now open for inspection. You know, church, sometimes in our life, we have to understand that God has to sometimes shake things up to open new doors for us. Sometimes God has to let a little trouble and permit it into our life to get us really learning to trust Him and to get us growing in new ways. It's just too easy to settle down into our own little routine, and every now and then, God has to allow things to kind of shake it up a little, to help us see new things, experience new gifts. He needs to open up some tombs in our life. Some of us need to come out of the tomb of fear. Some of us need to come out of the tomb of sin and darkness and of the intellect. Some of us need to come out of tombs of resentfulness or despair or regret or bitterness. Anyone got some tombs you got to come out of? And sometimes the way God opens the tomb is to shake the earth under your feet. I don't tell you that I've solved the mystery of suffering. I just say to you that God does sometimes permit it for a season and for a reason. And so it is that this first stage of their faith is to usher in their experience of resurrection. But in order to do it, the Lord has to shake them up a little. The Lord has to bring some trouble into their life. And you know the old saying, there is a test in every testimony. And sometimes in order to get us to testify, the Lord has to let us experience the test. And I've been through some troubles in my life, and I know you have, but I want you to know, brothers and sisters, as I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say I've been blessed. I've got a testimony to give. I've got a testimony that God has drawn me through difficult moments. And I know too, that there have been sorrows and griefs in my life that have made me a stronger man, that have helped me to grow. I know as I look back, I didn't like them and I don't want them to happen again. Please, Lord, not again. But if they do happen, God has a reason, and it's for a season. But you know, church, remember, it's just before dawn. The sun is about to rise. The sun, I don't mean the S-U-N, the S-O-N, Jesus, is about to appear to them. It's going to happen in a few moments, but I just want you to know the Lord is preparing them for this great moment. And if anyone here is experiencing right now a disturbance in your life, just know, it may be just before dawn. Don't give up on the Lord. Stay with these women now on their journey, because their journey is your journey. Let's go to stage two. Let's go to stage two. Not only is there a disturbance at dawn, frightened, sad, and grief-stricken women in the darkness going to the tomb, now experiencing an earthquake. Not only is there a disturbance, but now we notice there is a declaration. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Now listen. This is not a slogan that the angel is saying. Now listen, we've all had this. If you are perceived as anxious by somebody, don't you know what they're about to tell you? Oh, don't worry. Don't be afraid. And you know, come on, church, be honest. Not only is that annoying, but it's not very helpful, is it? Church, I want you to know something. This is not what the angel is doing. The angel is giving them a basis to be free of fear. Listen to what the angel said. Do not be afraid. I know that you're seeking Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised, listen, church, just as he said. Now come and look at the evidence. Come and see the place where he was laid. Now what the angel is saying is not just don't be afraid. He's saying come to understand the word that God gave you. Did he not tell you that he would suffer at the hands of men, that he would be crucified and die, but yet on the third day he would rise? Listen, women, the angel is saying, listen to what God said to you. Now come to understand God's word in your life. God has made a promise. In 3 days, I will rise. This is the third day. Pay attention. God's word says whatever you're going through, in 3 days, you're going to rise. Just wait till Sunday morning. I promise you in the Lord Jesus Christ that whatever you're going through, in 3 days, you're going to rise. In 3 days, the Lord will deliver. I promise you the tomb that you experience now will open. That's what the Lord promises us. Now listen, not only does the angel say, remember God's word, but he says, now come and look at this evidence. And he shows them an empty tomb. God's word and the evidence before them. This is why the angel says to them, do not be afraid. There is a basis. It is not a slogan. It's not a, oh, come on, don't be so worried. It is a word of God that's given to them and evidence that's presented. Now allow me to tell a personal story. Because you know, in my life, I have had a battle with anxiety. There was a time in my life back in my 33rd year where I was so anxious, so worried about something that I had to be hospitalized for a week. Little mental evaluation in the mental psych ward there. Are you praying with me, church? Pretty humiliating. I was terrified about something. I was struggling with a great deal of anxiety. Panic attacks kept coming in waves. I'm no stranger to anxiety. It's been a big part of my early part of my life. But I want you to know something, church. The Lord has been delivering me from anxiety. I will not tell you that I never get anxious. But I almost never get anxious anymore. And I want to tell you how it happened. It wasn't just by people saying slogans like, don't worry, don't be afraid. What has happened to me in the last 15 years of my life since that time, what has happened to me is that every day I have read God's word. Every day I have seen over and over again how God delivers those who trust in him. Over and over again in my life, I have read God's word, and not only that, I have looked into the laboratory of my own life, and I have applied that word to the evidence of my life. Church, I have walked out of tomb after tomb, tombs of sorrow, tombs of regret, tombs of anger, tombs of fear and sin and bitterness. Church, I have walked out of some tombs. The Lord has set me free from a mighty, mighty number of good things. He has set me free from them. Church, In my own life, I have seen that God's word is true, that whatever tomb I'm in 3 days, I'm going to rise. I'm not talking about the cycle of the earthly sun, but in God's 3 days, I have risen from challenge after challenge, from concern, worry, anxiety, from any number of sins. I have risen after 3 days. Church, is it just me, or is there another witness in here? Has someone else walked out of some tombs? So when anxieties rise up in my mind for just a moment, more and more, I am able to hear with conviction the Lord through His Holy Spirit saying to me, "Do not be afraid. Remember, I have delivered you. In the laboratory of your own life, you have taken my word, you've tested it, and you've seen that it's true. Now stand up, be a man, and meet the challenges." Brothers and sisters, it is not a slogan today that you are given by the angel. Do not be afraid. Remember the word that he said to you and start looking into the laboratory of your own life and look for the evidence and see if he hasn't delivered you. You say, "But why did I have this trouble in my life or that trouble?" Listen, it hasn't destroyed you. It has not destroyed you. And if it hasn't destroyed you, you're going to become stronger if you trust God. Do not, I said, do not be afraid. So you notice there was a disturbance at dawn, an earthquake, and all the sorrow and the regret with it. But an angel now, with this declaration, do not be afraid. No slogan, but firmly rooted in the promise of Jesus Christ to rise from the dead. Firmly rooted in the promise of God and in the evidence that's before them. Now then comes the third stage. The text says, the angel then instructed them, "Now that you have come to some understanding in your faith, now that you are rebuking fear and you've seen the evidence of the empty tomb and you've heard the word that I have told you, now I want you to go and tell others what you've seen and heard." So now this third stage, the first stage, disturbance at dawn. The second stage, declaration, do not be afraid. The third stage, deepening dispatch. The Lord sends them, he dispatches them through the angel and says, "Go and tell somebody what you have seen and heard." Now listen, what's coming up, what I'm getting at here is simply this. If you want to grow in your faith, one of the best ways to do it is to become a witness. You can study in books, and that's good. I went to seminary for 5 years, postgraduate. I got my couple master's degrees in theology, all very nice. They look pretty on my wall. And they're all written in Latin, too. But listen, I learned more in the first 6 months of being a priest than I ever did sitting in a classroom. Because all of a sudden, I was being asked to teach the faith, to witness to my people the truth of God's word and what God is doing in my life. And nothing has made my faith grow more than simply this privilege to be able to teach the faith every day as a priest, to be able to proclaim the word, to witness and to testify what the Lord is doing in my life. And church, that's true for all of you too. Say, "Well, I don't have the degree." Listen, you don't need a degree. You know God's word. You know what he's doing in your life. You start to tell somebody about it. And I promise you, you're going to grow in your faith. Parents, how many of you know, as you've tried to teach your children the faith, if you have, if you've been trying to teach your children the faith, you grew in your own faith, didn't you? How many of us, if we tried to witness, maybe at work, if you have, if you've begun to witness at work, you grow in your faith. People ask questions you can't always answer, but you go back, you talk to the Lord, and you get the answer. Brothers and sisters, the angel sends these women to tell somebody about what they've heard in the Word and what they've seen in the laboratory of their own life, to go and tell the disciples. He wants them to grow in their faith, to grow deeper. Now listen to something else he said. "Behold, tell them what I have told you." Do me a favor, church. Do not go and invent your own religion. Don't go do that. That is a very bad idea. But you be rooted in God's word, as the church has proclaimed it for 2,000 years now. You be rooted in this word, and in the laboratory of your own life, come to accumulate evidence of how this word is true and how the Lord is acting in your life. And I promise you, and you start to witness the true faith to others, you're going to grow in it. You're going to grow in it. So again, this great vision of these women who started out in a very dark morning, knowing nothing except they were going to anoint a corpse, have now been instructed by God's word. They've seen some evidence of an empty tomb, and they're being told to go and tell somebody what they've seen and heard. They're growing now. The dawn has already risen. The light is getting brighter, and they're running to tell somebody that they have been told by the angel that he is risen, and remember the word that he proclaimed, and I saw an empty tomb. All of these things are starting to make sense, and I'm telling you what I've seen and heard, that he is alive. They're growing in their faith. And this is our pattern as well. We may have doubts and difficulties and struggles and earthquakes in our life, but you begin to get hold of God's word. You begin to see what he promises in his word, and you begin to watch what he does in the laboratory of your own life. You start connecting the dots and telling somebody about what the Lord has done. Are you praying with me, church? We come now to the fourth stage and the final stage. And here it is. And you know, I'm going to preface it by saying an awful lot of Christians never get to this stage. An awful lot of Christians don't even expect to get to this stage. But here is the stage. I'm calling it, if you will, the discovery that is definitive. As these women started out with despair and darkness, have become instructed in God's word, and have seen the resurrection evidence in their own life, and now they're running to tell, as their faith grows deeper, now comes this fourth stage. The text says they ran quickly from the tomb. It says they ran to announce all this news to the disciples, as the angel had told them. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They fell at his feet in adoration and were overjoyed. Listen, as you grow in your faith, I want you to expect something. I want you to expect to run right smack dab into Jesus in the middle of the road of your life. I want you to expect to see him and to know him. Brothers and sisters, I am amazed at how many Christians are content to live their faith by inference rather than experience. What do I mean? Inference means that something is true because somebody else said so. Experience is, I myself know that it's true. Listen, too many Christians are content to say, there must be a God because my mother said so. Jesus died for my sins because my pastor said so. The Bible says so. All very good sources, by the way. Faith does come by hearing. But church, there has to come a moment in your life when you are able to finally yourself grow deep enough in your faith that you can say, I myself have met the Lord Jesus Christ, risen from the dead and gloriously ministering to me. Can you say that? Now, you see, too many want to answer the question like we ought to answer it rather than what's truthful. I'm asking you, have you met the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know him or just know about him? Have you actually run into him or have you just heard about him? Where are you in your faith journey? Do you even expect to meet him? Too many Christians are simply content to live their faith as though it were just some big hunch that they hope is true because someone they trusted told them it was, and they hope maybe, hopefully, someday, they'll see God up in heaven, wherever that is, whoever he is. Church, do not give way to low expectations. The fourth stage that these women come to, they run right smack dab into the Lord Jesus Christ, and they are astonished to see him. They're praising God and they're worshiping Him. I want to tell you, church, as a personal testimony, I have met the Lord Jesus Christ. I have met Him in my prayer. I meet Him in the Word. I meet Him in the sacraments. I have met Him. He ministers to me. He is changing me. He is transforming my life. He has called me out of tombs. He has called me into greater freedom, to greater joy, to greater serenity. He is changing my life. And I pray, God, that you will not just think of Jesus as some story in a book, as some figure from 2,000 years ago. I pray and hope for every one of you that you will go to this fourth stage and that you will personally meet the Lord Jesus Christ and know His powerful ministry in your life. Not slogans, reality. Not just theories, rock solid reality. Experience that you know Him personally in your life, and that He's changing and transforming you. So a quick review and we're done. These women began with despair, with distress, with concerns. There was a disturbance at dawn. Frightened, terrified women, and then an earthquake. But God was only shaking the ground to make new realities possible for them. And so then we see the declaration, do not be afraid. They're challenged to grow in their faith, to have faith in the Word of God and the evidence that that Word is true. They're challenged then to deepen their faith by beginning to speak to others about what they've seen and heard. You ought to be a witness to the Lord. And the fourth stage, the discovery that is definitive. They run right smack dab into Jesus and say, my gosh, it's real. You are real, you're alive, and you're ministering to me right now. And I pray, God, that all of us are at that fourth stage. But if not, just tell the Lord, I don't know if I have met you yet. I don't know if I do have a testimony. Lord, give me a testimony. I have it on the best of authority, church, the best of authority, that as they ran from that encounter with Jesus to tell the disciples, that Mary Magdalene was singing an old gospel hymn. She sang, Jesus is real to me. He gave me the victory. So many people doubt Him. I can't live without Him. That is why I love Him so. He's so real to me. I pray, God, for you this Easter blessing, that this Easter you will know increasingly how real He is, that He's more real than any tomb, that He's more real than anything you've got in this world, more real than your money, than your house, than your body. He is more real than anything or anyone you know. He stepped out of a tomb, and I pray, God, that every one of us run right smack dab into Him in the middle of the road of our life, and we sing, Jesus is real, real to me. Amen.